think guys are just ready to play.
We came out, knew we were going against a good defense, especially on the run. And the offensive line really came with the mindset that they were going to rush the ball. The backs did a great job of hitting the holes when they were there. And I think that kind of set the tone for the game.
Right, going into this game, you kind of knew the magnitude. It was win or that's it for you. You're on the road in a tough place to play. Did you guys talk about that a lot coming into this game?
We didn't talk about it a whole lot. You know, we knew the situation. We're not stupid. So there was really nothing to talk about. Everyone was aware of it. We were just getting ready to play the game and against a good team, and we came out and did that.
You were able to run the football, able to balance out your offense a little bit. A lot of people didn't think you were going to be able to run the ball as effectively as you did. How much did that help you put together the type of offense performance you put together today?
It was huge.
Huge. You know, you can't say enough about the run game today against, you know, obviously the number one ranked run defense coming in. So we knew it was going to be tough to run, but they came in, and the offensive line did a great job opening up holes, which opened up some play action stuff and was able to get the ball downfield a little bit.
Talk about Hardline having a big day. D. Milner was on him most of the day until he left. Was that something that you wanted to take advantage of a little bit?
We didn't know coming in that he was going to have the big day. But he kind of got in a rhythm, made a big play on the touchdown. You know, took a short slant for a touchdown and broke a couple tackles. So when your receivers are making plays like that, it makes playing quarterback a lot easier.
How about the level of frustration at halftime? You're gone for two fourth downs, one at about the six-inch line, and then you come in with a 6-0 lead when I think you knew that there was a lot of points that you left on the field out there.
Yeah, I was frustrated with myself. You know, missed the throw on the fourth down. Travis Clay's wide open, and I can't miss that throw. You know, felt good leaving my hand, but just threw it too far. So we had some opportunities, but we were moving the ball well, and the guys didn't, you know, read into more like, oh, you know, that's it. You know, we came with the mindset of we're going to score touchdowns in the second half, and we were able to do that.
Ryan, how much easier is it to throw against that defense without Revis out there?
Well, we have a lot of respect for Revis, and we faced him early in the year, so he's a good player.
There seemed like there were big cushions out there. Did that surprise you? How big the cushions were?
Well, it changed up the coverage. There wasn't always a big cushion. You know, there was times when, you know, they're playing six and the corner's playing off or, you know, various coverages. So we knew there was going to be situations coming in where they're going to be off, but then the situations when they're bumped as well.
I'll give you an ask to start with it, but leading up to this week, you played great in the first half and the second half, and get away from you. Today, you played very well in the first half and then you killed them in the second half. What was the difference today?
Well, I think we set the tone early with the run game, being able to run the ball early, move the ball effectively in the first half. You know, missed a big throw on the fourth down that we should have made. And, you know, we felt like we left some stuff out there in the first half. So came back with the mindset in the second half that we need to take advantage of moving the ball and score touchdowns, and we were able to do that.
Obviously, something you guys can build on going throughout the month of December.
Yeah, I think so. You know, December is where you either step up or fall down. And, you know, we knew that coming in, and I think the guys are ready to buckle down and take it one game at a time.
Ryan, this is one of the best defenses statistically. Why were you guys able to move the ball? It seems so effortless.
I think it starts with the run game. You know, the offensive line just doing a great job. The backs hitting the holes when they're there, getting the tough yardage, and then receivers making plays with the ball once they got it in their hands.
Ryan, what did you get from Charles Clay? You hit him a number of times, especially for the first down.
Yeah, Charles Clay came in clutch today for us. You know, I think the first one I really remember was down the middle on a long third down. I think it was like 3rd and 12, somewhere around there, and converted a big third down right there. And that kind of set the tone of, all right, we're going to be able to get some third downs on these guys. So, you know, he's a playmaker. He's been doing it all year, and he stepped up big again today.
Ryan, the Jets have a rookie quarterback, obviously, struggled today. As someone who was a rookie not too long ago, what advice would you have for someone who goes through a bad stretch, you know, this first real year in the league?
You just got to keep playing. You know, all quarterbacks have an off game, you know, so you just got to keep your head down and keep working.
Ryan, you think Mike has something to prove today? You know, there's some talk, him and Cromartie during the week. Do you think he had an extra edge out there?
You know, I think Mike's building on what he did last week. You know, we were able to give him the ball downfield a little bit last week, kind of get that confidence up, and you know, he came in big today. He made some good catches, and with off coverage, and then you know, they zero blitz us down in the strike zone. He catches it, breaks a tackle, and he scores a touchdown. So it was fun to watch him play today.
Ryan, on that fourth down pass to Charles that you couldn't connect on, was that just your throw being off? He was saying he didn't run the route.
No, it was a bad throw. You know, the guy kind of held him at the line, but he's open. It's going to be contact down on the goal line. I got to make that throw.
The idea, though, roll the dice and point down.
Yeah, I thought it was a great call. You know, we've been moving the ball well. Defense was playing great, and they continued to play great after that. And, you know, it was a great call, a great execution, except by me. You know, just got to make a throw.